ABC Radio Australia.
It's been a long battle with immigration authorities, but finally former Fiji prison warden Hendrik Diwakter has been granted permanent residency in Australia. He fled from his native Fiji in 2018, together with three fellow wardens, all of whom claimed they would be at risk of persecution if they go back. Their claims centered around the behaviour of the Corrections Service Commissioner, former naval commander and convicted killer Francis Keane. Audio tapes recorded openly by Diwakter captured outbursts by Keane using extreme homophobic language and urging his staff to bully and attack targeted prison inmates. When the recordings were made public, Keane was forced out of the World Rugby Council and eventually relinquished his position as chairman of the Fiji Rugby Union. But with the commander apparently still hovering in the background of the FRU and still very much in charge of the prison service, Hendrik Diwakter says he would be at risk if he ever went back to Fiji. Now Australian immigration authorities have accepted his claims about persecution, but in the meantime, he's been separated from his wife and two young sons for a very long time.
Going on 4 years now. It's been a tough one, you know, thanks to this advanced technology. We can actually see people face to face on this telephone and on the computer and all that. But if we were back there, we just had to send a letter back and forth like the people used to do in World War One, World War Two. I think it would be pretty much a very difficult time for me. But I gave them everything through immigration and what they wanted, in guaranteeing them that I was under persecution and under a big threat if I was to return to the country. I had to flee just for my protection. I had to leave my family behind, knowing that the government of the day there won't really touch them because of their political status in the international level with other countries. But working in the prison department and being in a position where I was with Francis Keane, and we'd always go to formal meetings with Ben Marama and Police Commissioner Mr. Gilio, I'd see a lot of things that are not really right for current democratic government to be doing.
How hard was it to persuade the authorities that you should be granted permanent residency?
Seeking protection from Fiji was a pretty tough challenge for me because it's a democratic state and I had to try and really convince them as to why I had seek protection. With the evidence that I had convinced them that I was bound to be persecuted. I was in fear of returning for my safety personally and also for my family. With whatever I had shared with them regarding Francis Keane and the government of the day, with the evidence that I had of what they can do, and also we can see on the news and what's been happening of police brutality and all that, I think it pretty much nailed a mark on giving me a protection visa and also permanent residency too.
There were four of you that fled from Fiji at various times for the same reason. All had been working for the prison service under Francis Keane as the corrections commissioner. What has happened to your three fellow workmates? Have they also been granted permanent residency?
Not yet, but I hope the best for them because we're pretty much on the same grounds. But just for now, it's only me that got mine, and I really hope the best for the other three.
What about the situation back in Fiji within the prison service that led to you and your colleagues fleeing the country in the first place and seeking Australian protection? Have you heard or been told anything from people back in Fiji to suggest that the situation is any better?
It's pretty much the same, and it's getting worse with Francis Keane and his brutal and inhuman acts and also of his homophobic comments. He keeps on doing it, and I've spoken to some of my work colleagues back at home. Nothing has changed.
And what about Francis Keane's involvement in the running of rugby in Fiji? Because, of course, the accusations that you made against him led to him effectively being forced out of the World Rugby Council. And subsequently, he stood down as chairman of the Fiji Rugby Union. But I've been told on a number of occasions that he's still involved in the background. Is that your understanding?
Yes, that's pretty much true. He's still in the background, still making decisions. And now that the new rugby chairman is another Navy personnel, Humphrey Tawake, which is another Navy commander. Pretty much Francis Keane is still in the picture, and also the president of the rugby union, which is Ben Marama himself.
At the time when you were pushing to be allowed to stay in Australia, first of all, one of the things you said was that you were urging World Rugby to dig deeper into the background of the whole Francis Keane case, because in your view, the Fiji Rugby Union were not capable or would choose not to do that themselves. Are you aware that World Rugby ever completed an investigation? I know that one began, but no findings ever seem to have emerged.
Yeah, I remember in the last interview we had, I pushed with World Rugby to come down really hard on this investigation. But like you said, they said investigations had commenced, but I'm not really sure if they really dug deep or if any investigations were done. I stand to be corrected. It could have been done, but was never emerged in media to finally tell the public that, yes, investigations were done and this is the outcome of the investigation. But I was shocked to see that Francis Keane had stood down from his place as the chairman of the Fiji Rugby Union and also not been put in the committee for the World Rugby Board.
What does the future hold for you now that you have permanent residency here in Australia?
Coming to a foreign country and being a career path correctional officer, it was a big transition from being behind four corners of a prison and coming into the big city life of Australia and here in Sydney. Pretty much went around all different jobs around here, from construction to landscaping, and I worked at Bunnings warehouse for a while. But for the past 1.5 years now, I've been working in disability, something I look at as related to my field, which is the prison background. But this is just looking after unfortunate people who have mental or physical disability. And yeah, I'm pretty much enjoying it. And I think I'll be making a transition from working as a correctional officer to working as something in a role in disability, provide my services to people with disability, and also being something that will be better for them. Just making them laugh or making them happy is a big goal for me.
Former Fiji prison warder Hendrik Diwakto, who fled Fiji to escape persecution and is now finally a permanent resident in Australia, speaking there to Pacific Beat's Richard Ewart.